Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
It's our TOEIC unit. Yay! We are going to learn how to schedule a flight or reschedule a flight. It's kind of a scary thing if you have to call an airline and speak in English over the phone.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about how to do that, some of the phrases that you'll need. I know that before I went to the airport, my first trip from Taiwan back to the U.S., I practiced all the phrases in Chinese I needed, like a window seat and things like that. And then I got to the counter and they had great English.
Yeah, but they all do.
Yeah. I still try to practice my Chinese with them. Actually, a couple, if you'll flip into Chinese, they're more comfortable and they'll go with it. But other people, they really do want to practice their English. But sometimes you won't have a choice, guys. Maybe you'll be abroad and you'll need to have English. So we're going to practice some of the phrases that you'll need.
Indeed. And yes, as you said, most of the time you'll probably be running into English-speaking airport staff. Some of them might know some Chinese, but you better know the English just to be sure. So today we're going to have a conversation between Carl, who works for AMC Airlines, and Jane. She's the one who needs some information about her flight and wants to make some changes.
Uh-huh.
So let's get to it, everybody. Let's listen to Carl and Jane's conversation on the telephone right now. Hi, this is Carl from AMC Airlines. How may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Jane Phelps. I booked a flight from London to Taipei for November 15th, but my plans have changed and I need to alter my flight details.
Of course, Ms. Phelps. Do you have the booking reference for your original flight?
Yes, it's LZQR4337.
Okay, I've got all your information in front of me. What adjustments do you need to make?
I need to travel to Tokyo on November 12th and then fly to Taipei on November 15th as before.
I'll take a look at our available flights to Tokyo first. Will you be flying business class?
Yes, and I'd prefer an early departure time if possible.
That's no problem. We have a morning flight leaving at 11 a.m. and then a later one at 3 p.m. There are seats available in business class on both.
What are the arrival times for those two flights?
The flight time for both is approximately 12 hours, and the time difference is 8 hours. That means the morning flight arrives at around 7 a.m. on November 13th, and the afternoon one at 11 a.m. the same day.
Can you reserve a seat on the morning flight, leaving at 11 a.m., please?
I'll do that right away. The flight number is AMC-077.
Which terminal does this flight depart from?
All AMC airline flights depart from Terminal 3.
Thanks. Okay, let's move on to the Tokyo to Taipei flight. Okay, guys, we're going to talk about how you reschedule a flight in English. So sometimes you have to reschedule something that you've already scheduled once or twice already, because maybe your plans change. So rescheduling just means you change the time of some event that you had planned. It could be a dinner reservation, a hotel reservation. Here we're talking about a plane reservation.
Right. For example, last week I had a doctor's appointment on Friday, but something came up in my work schedule, so I had to reschedule my doctor's appointment until the following week. And in this case here, we've got Jane, and she wants to reschedule a flight as well. A flight is just when a plane flies from one place to another. This conversation is taking place on the telephone, so Carl answers the phone when it rings. Bring. Hi, this is Carl from AMC Airlines. How may I help you today? So, of course, he needs to be very friendly and professional here. You can't just say, hello, what do you want? No, that's not professional. When you work for a company, you need to address yourself, say who you are and who your company is, and then say, what can I do for you today? How may I help you today? How can I be of service to you?
Well, Jane, who is the customer, introduces herself. She's Jane Phelps. And she says she booked a flight from London to Taipei for November 15th, but her plans have changed and she's got to change her flight details as well. So if you book a flight, it means you call up or use the computer and you reserve a seat for yourself on a particular plane going from one city to another city. And, of course, sometimes our plans change and you have to reschedule or rebook. You could also say rebook a flight. So her plans have changed and it says she wants to alter her flight details. If you alter something, you change it. Oftentimes I use alter to talk about altering my clothes. Maybe the pants are too long or the skirt's too long and I want to alter or make alterations to my clothes. So I take them to someone who knows how to sew.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in this particular case, she wants to change some of the details or alter some of the details of her flight. Those details could include departure times, destination, where you're sitting, what kind of meal you want to have when you're flying, stuff like that. And Carl says, of course, Ms. Phelps. Do you have the booking reference for your original flight? A booking reference here could also refer to the booking number or the code or something. When you do make a booking or a reservation, they give you some kind of number so that if you do want to make some changes later, they can look it up in the computer using that reference number. And in this particular case, Carl wants to know the reference number of the original flight, the flight that she originally scheduled at the beginning.
Well, she goes ahead and gives it to him, and then he asks her what adjustments she wants to make. What does she want to change on her original booking, you could say? So an adjustment is just something you alter or move that you change. He could also say, what changes do you need to make?
That's more like American usage there. What changes would you like to make?
Yeah.
What adjustments? I have a feeling adjustments is probably more of the British way to say this. But in any case, yeah, what kinds of changes do you need to make to your reservation or to your original flight? And she says, well, I need to travel to Tokyo on November 12th and then fly to Taipei on November 15th as before. So she's going, I guess, from London to Tokyo, Japan, and she'll be there for a few days. And then 3 days later, she's going to fly to good old Taipei.
Yeah, a lot of times we refer to a ticket where we have multiple destinations. We refer to one part of it as the leg. The first leg of your journey, the second leg of your journey, L-E-G, like legs that we walk on. So she's adding a leg to her flight plan. Originally, she wasn't going to Tokyo. Now she's adding Tokyo into her travel plans.
So adding Taipei to her travel plans?
She was going from London to Taipei. Remember?
Oh, okay, so she's going to Tokyo first this time.
Yeah,
okay.
So she's just adding Tokyo to her booking. She's adding an additional leg to her ticket. So he, of course, is going to look up the available flights to Tokyo first. They'll want to book that first part and then look at the second part a little later. So if something's available, it's something that you can get your hands on or it's something that is there for you to still use or take part in or do. So he's looking up the available flights. If there are no available flights, it means the plane is sold out. They don't have any free seats or open seats available.
Available is a tricky word. We do use this just to ask if somebody is free, if you're trying to make an appointment with them. I'd like to have a meeting with you. Are you available on Thursday? In other words, are you free on Thursday? So, yes, he wants to look at their free flights or their available flights, the flights that still have seats in them.
I wish they were free in terms of money.
Yeah, I was not saying free as in terms of no money, but actual available there.
Yeah.
Be careful of the word free there as well.
No one's sitting. sitting in them. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing in this world is free. But in any case here, he asks her then, will you be flying business class? I guess her original booking reference number was for a business class seat. So he's assuming that she still wants to fly business class, which is not as nice as first class, but it's not as bad as economy class. I shouldn't say economy class is bad. It's just, you know, a little more crowded back there with fewer services and things like that.
Yeah, it's quite expensive, though. It's cheaper than a first-class ticket, of course. But you get better food, you get a better seat. They do have another option in economy class called Economy Plus. It depends on the airline. I just flew on Delta, and they call it something else. But I usually fly United, and they have something called Economy Plus, which you can pay an extra fee to get 4 more inches of leg room.
Wow.
It's not that big a deal, but it makes a difference when I'm flying like 8 or 10 hours on one leg of my flight. So she does want business class. I'm sure her company is paying for it. If my company pays for business class, yes, I'll fly business class willingly.
Yeah, who would fly economy class if their company was paying for it?
That'd
be
crazy.
Silly, or unless you're trying to make some kind of statement or something.
Yeah.
But in any case here, Jane says, yes, I will be flying business class, and I'd prefer an early departure time if possible. If you prefer something, that's what you'd rather have. As opposed to a second choice. A lot of times when we're choosing our seats, we can say, well, I prefer a window seat, or I prefer an aisle seat because I want to go to the bathroom quite frequently. But here she wants an early departure time. Departure means when you leave, so she probably wants to leave earlier in the day, probably in the morning, as opposed to the afternoon or evening.
Carl says it's no problem. He's checking the schedule, and he says we have a morning flight that leaves at 11 and a later one that leaves at 3 p.m. And lucky for her, there are seats available in business class on both.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Business class.
Now, her question is, what are the arrival times for those two flights? Your departure time is when you actually leave from a city to fly to the city that you don't live in. And your arrival time is when the plane lands. That's not exactly when you get your luggage and you're out of the airport. Because once we arrive, you all know that it takes a while for our luggage to come to the carousel, for us to get our luggage, to go through customs, immigration, all that stuff takes time. So the arrival time is when the airplane actually lands on the ground at the airport.
That's right. So she wants to know when the planes are going to get to Tokyo and to Taipei. And here Carl says the flight time for both is approximately 12 hours. Approximately means it's more or less that time. It's not exactly 12 hours, maybe 11 hours and 45 minutes or 12 hours and 20 minutes or something. 12 hours, give or take maybe an hour.
And the time difference between the country she's living from, which we know is London, she's going to Tokyo, there's an 8-hour difference. So she's got to fix her watch when she lands so that she is on Tokyo time. That's what we'll say. I'm on Tokyo time. I'm on London time. And it's not too bad. There's a bigger time difference from my hometown to Taiwan, that's for sure. I think it's, 15 hours difference.
It also depends on whether it's in the winter or the summer.
It doesn't matter in Arizona.
All right, Arizona,
we don't have daylight savings.
You guys just have to be different just to be different.
We like to be our own people, yes.
Okay, but in any case here, yes, there's an 8-hour difference between London and Tokyo here. So, of course, Carl is reminding her of that. And then he goes on to say, that means the morning flight arrives at around 7 a.m. on November 13th. And the afternoon flight, the afternoon one, arrives at 11 a.m. the same day, November 13th. So when she gets there, it's going to be in the morning, either 7 a.m. or 11 a.m.
Wow. That's a pretty good time, except that she's then going to have to wait very many hours to finally go to sleep. But for those of you who fly, you know that if you go right to sleep, you're going to have jet lag longer than if you try to stay awake and fit into the new time zone that you're in. We call those different times around the world time zones. Mm. A zone is a group. So here we are. We got some information, and she is pretty sure what she wants. She goes ahead and says, can you reserve a seat on the morning flight leaving at 11 a.m.? I don't like to get to the airport at 5 a.m. to check in if my flight leaves at 7.
Yeah, it's hard to do that.
Well, yeah, and if you fly international, they want you there 2 hours before your flight leaves or before your departure time. So she, of course, chooses the better departure time of 11 a.m. If you reserve something, you ask someone to set something aside so that you can use it later. And, of course, if you reserve a seat on a plane, it means nobody else can take that seat from you. So you're arranging for a room, a seat, a ticket to be kept for your use on a particular day and time and not given to someone else.
That's right. So you need to reserve a seat. And, of course, all flights have reserved seating, whereas here in Taiwan, the HSR doesn't all have reserved seats. I understand that they have open seating on some of the trains. But here, of course, she wants to reserve a seat on the morning flight. And Carl says, I'll do that right away. And the flight number is AMC-077. Okay, so that's the flight number, AMC-77. You could also say that. And Jane has another question.
Uh-huh.
Which terminal does this flight depart from? Here in Taipei, of course, we've got two terminals. There's Terminal 1 and Terminal 2, right?
Uh-huh.
And in different airports all over the world, they have different names for their terminals. I just went through the Minneapolis airport, and there's like, what's the Terminal A, Terminal B, C, D, E, F, and G, I think.
Maybe
wow. Maybe one more. It's a big airport.
That's there. A huge airport.
Yeah, Minneapolis is kind of a hub in the Midwest there.
For which airline?
Well, it's for Delta, but okay. I think there are several other airlines that go through there as well. But here in Taiwan, they just got the two terminals, Terminal 1 and Terminal 2.
Yeah, I flew to Japan during the summer, and Terminal 1 was closed down because they were doing construction.
Oh, no.
It took an hour.
Ooh.
After we boarded the plane to actually get into the air.
Ooh, that's terrible when a plane's just sitting on the ground.
I hate that. If you're sitting on the ground but you've already boarded the plane, you're sitting on what we call the tarmac, T-A-R-M-A-C, and we hate that.
Yeah. I hate the feeling you're not going anywhere.
No, it's another hour sitting in those tiny seats. So she wants to know what terminal the flight goes or departs from, because she'll need to tell her car service or her taxi driver or her family which terminal that she needs to go to.
That's right. And Carl says all AMC airline flights depart from Terminal 3. Okay, so that's where she needs to go. Jane says, thanks. Okay, let's move on to the Tokyo to Taipei flight. So there she's going to make some adjustments or changes to her reservation. But we're not going to hear that part of the conversation. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to listen to the Chinese teacher.
大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest. 我是 Trevor。今天我们要一起阅读的是 Unit 5多益的第一天课程。首先我们看到标题 Rescheduling a flight， 动词 reschedule 是指 to arrange for something to happen at a different time from the one that was previously planned， 也就是重新安排时间的意思。片语 reschedule something for some time 就是指将某事物重新安排在某个时间，例如I have a serious case of the flu today. Can we reschedule our meeting for next Wednesday? 我今天有很严重的感冒症状，我们可以将会议重新安排在下礼拜三吗？在今天的对话中 ，Jane 因为临时要飞往日本，所以需要更改班机，因此她打电话给 AMC 航空的服务人员 Carl， 请他帮忙协助。我们看到对话一开始 ，Jane 说。I booked a flight from London to Taipei for November 15th, but my plans have changed and I need to alter my flight details. 我预定了11月15日从伦敦飞往台北的航班，但我的计划更动了，因此我需要变更我的航班资料。Book, B-O-O-K, 在本句做动词用，是预定的意思。我们可以 book a flight,Book a table, book a trip 等等。如果要预定的事物很抢手、热门的话，那我们就必须 book in advance， 事先预定。In advance, A-D-V-A-N-C-E, 就是事先的意思。例如 ,The tours to Japan are very popular during summer vacation, so it's best to book in advance. 暑假去日本的旅游很热门，所以你最好事先预定。如果你太晚预定的话，你很可能就会听到对方回复说 ,The tours are fully booked. 所有旅程都已订满。Be fully booked, F-U-L-L-Y, B-O-O-K-E-D, 就是指被订满的意思。接着我们看到 Carl 回复说 What adjustments do you need to make? 你需要做什么调整？名词 adjustment, A-D-J-U-S-T-M-E-N-T, 是调整、调试的意思。片语 make an adjustment to something,就是指对某事物做调整。例如 ,The outline of your article is not well organized, so you have to make a few adjustments to it. 你文章的大纲不是很有组织，所以你必须做一些调整。而 adjustment 的动词为 adjust, 也是调整、适应的意思。片语 adjust to something, 就是指适应某事物，就相当于 adapt to something,例如 ,At first, it was difficult for the transfer student to adjust to his new school. 起初,这名转学生很难适应他的新学校。然后 ,Jane 提出他想更改的航班时间,并希望能早点出发。Carl 帮 Jane 找到两个 available 的航班,并向 Jane 说明这两个航班的起飞和抵达时间。我们看到 Carl 说 ,The flight time for both is approximately 12 hours.And the time difference is 8 hours. 两个航班的飞行时间大约是12小时，而时差是8小时。副词 approximately, A-P-P-R-O-X-I-M-A-T-E-L-Y, 就是大约、近乎的意思，相当于 about, around, roughly. 例如 ,Melody has approximately, about, around,Roughly, 12 notebooks in her backpack. 美乐蒂的背包里大约有12本笔记本。而本句中有一个名词片语叫 time difference, T-I-M-E-D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-C-E, 是时差的意思。如果我们要说纽约和伦敦有8小时的时差，我们可以说 There's 8 hours time difference between New York and London.此外，我们常说的因时差而造成的生理时差，就叫做 jet lag, J-E-T-L-A-G. 例如 ,Due to jet lag, I feel tired and sleepy. 因为时差的缘故，我觉得又累又困。Jet lag 也可以合成一个形容词，变成 jet-lagged, J-E-T, 一横，再加上 L-A-G-G.ED, 有生理时差的意思。我们常听人家说 I'm still a little jet-lagged, 就是说我还有一点时差反应。以上就是今天的课程，我们下次再会。
Okay, guys, we're going to take a look at the extra dialogues and then the discussion question in the next couple of minutes. Let's look at the dialogues first, Tom. Which one do you want to take?
Well, why don't you be the female here since Jane was flying to Tokyo?
Okay. How much carry-on luggage can I take on board?
You can bring one carry-on bag plus one backpack.
Notice here we're using much and not many because luggage is non-count. You need a measure word like how many pieces of luggage. I have 3 pieces of luggage. You can't say I have 3 luggages.
Yeah, that's difficult. That's confusing, I understand, for our beloved students here. You can say suitcases.
Uh-huh.
I've got 2 suitcases here. or two pieces, but luggage, can't count that, so you have to say two pieces of luggage. And, of course, you can check in some luggage. Some airlines allow you just one piece, some allow you two. And then you can take something on the plane with you. So that's called your carry-on. That can be a single item. This is my carry-on. And in this case, carry-on is being used as an adjective. Carry-on luggage. You could also say carry-on baggage.
Uh-huh. And if you use it as a verb phrase, remember, you take the hyphen out and you just say, I want to carry on three bags with me. And carry-on, though, here is either the noun or the adjective.
I don't think they allow you to carry on three items, though.
Sometimes if you sneak it.
Well, I think they allow you one, but most people take two, maybe three. And the
airline
staff.
No, you have your carry-on bag plus your purse or backpack separate.
True.
Okay, guys, we're going to look at the next dialogue. How do I know if my online booking has been confirmed?
Good question. Okay. In the old days, they would require you to reconfirm your flight. Nowadays, you don't need to do that so much, but people may still feel kind of insecure. Hey, you know, how do I know for sure I've got this flight? You know, sometimes they overbook flights, you know, when I get to the airport. I may not actually have a seat. I just rather feel safe that I know that I have a seat. So, yeah, how do I know if my online booking has been confirmed, especially if I made the booking online and didn't actually talk to someone face-to-face or on the phone?
So what's the response in the dialogue?
Well, here's what the person says. You will receive a receipt by email.
That's right. And if you don't get that receipt or that email confirming the flight, you better call, find out what's going on. Here's the last dialogue here. Are there any direct flights to Taipei?
I'm afraid not. You'll have to make at least one transfer during the journey.
I hate that. I hate
Me
that.
Too.
I love nonstop flights. Nonstop flights and direct flights are the same thing. So it's kind of nice if you can just get on board the plane, sit back, relax, and then when the doors open again, you're at your final destination.
Well, I can't remember the last time I took a direct flight to Taipei. It seems like it always has to go through Japan.
Oh.
It kind of depends on the airline,
Guess
though.
What? They've what? Stopped doing it. You can now go directly to the U.S.
On what airline?
United and Delta.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll check into that.
Yeah.
But it also depends kind of on where they're going, you know?
True.
Because last time I flew from Tokyo to Minneapolis, but I don't think there are direct flights from Taipei to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
You're still going to have to change in Tokyo because, you know, I live in the Midwest there. I have to go to Minneapolis. You might be lucky because you can fly to Los Angeles or something before getting a local
flight. Yeah, but
flight
I used to have to go Taipei, Tokyo, L.A., Phoenix.
Ooh. That is brutal.
Why?
So many changes there, and especially they make you go through customs again in Japan, a security check and stuff like that. Oh, traveling is such a hassle. Why don't we all just stay put?
Let's look at our discussion question quickly. Are you a good flyer, Tom? Give examples to support your answer.
Well, this is kind of a vague question here. I'm assuming a good flyer means someone who behaves him or herself.
No. Do you enjoy traveling? Does your body respond to the jet lag okay?
Well, you know, I'm still okay with it, you know. I don't like it, you know, but I'm okay. Yeah, do I get used to the jet lag and stuff like that? Not so much. How about you?
I found lately that flying too long hurts my knees.
Oh, no.
And I'm not even very tall. You're much taller than I am, Tom. But I find that if I buy that extra 4 inches in the Economy Plus, it's better.
I might check into that next
time.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us. And please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.